With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Aviation incident in New York, where authorities say an Air Canada flight colliding with a Port Authority vehicle, a fire truck, after landing at LaGuardia.
New York City police confirmed the collision, but cannot immediately offer additional information. A spokesperson for the New York City Fire Department says firefighters responded to reports of a plane that crashed into a vehicle on the runway at 11:38 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday night, but additional information not immediately available. The FAA's National Airspace System website reports LaGuardia has closed.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting 76 people on board the aircraft. It's not known how many firefighters were in the truck. That airport has been shut down until at least 2 p.m., and we are just now learning there are reports of at least two fatalities on the aircraft. That has not been confirmed as yet. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the latest from a nationwide collapse of Cuba's entire power grid, a problem that's been ongoing there.
The streets of Havana, Cuba are coming back to life Sunday, a day after a nationwide collapse of the entire grid left millions of people without power for the third time this month. Cuba is facing an unprecedented energy crisis. Its aging grid has drastically eroded in recent years, but the government also blames the outages on a U.S. energy blockade. President Donald Trump warned in January of tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. He's demanding that Cuba release political prisoners and move toward political and economic liberalization in return for a lifting of sanctions. I'm Donna Warder.
And more on these stories, SRN News. Well, Britain is now moving to expand abortion. That story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
A bill that would decriminalize abortion right up to the moment of birth is advancing in Parliament. The House of Lords could have approved an amendment to the Crime and Policing Bill that would have removed the decriminalization language, but did not. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says British lawmakers have, quote, shown little regard for public opinion and have dehumanized the unborn to a shocking new degree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Data compiled by the University of Massachusetts finds every major escalation in the Middle East sends shockwaves far beyond the region, resulting in violence against Jewish communities. In the year following that Hamas attack on Israel in October 2023, Anti-Defamation League recorded 9,500 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States, more than 25 per day. This is SRN News. Well, the national mammal of the United States is getting on in America's 250th birthday celebration.
Three bison statues cast in bronze have taken up a permanent display outside the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington. The statues made their public debut in the nation's capital this week. The bison earned its official status as the nation's mammal under a law signed by former President Obama in 2016. Millions of bison once roamed the Great Plains, but were nearly driven to extinction in the 1800s. The exhibit, Bison Standing Strong, will be open through May 2029. John Scott reporting.
Now, recapping the latest that we know from New York at LaGuardia Airport, where that Air Canada flight colliding with a Port Authority fire truck, we have learned there are now reports of at least two fatalities on the aircraft. More details, srnnews.com.